请我们一起来默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始来下午第一节的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service.
我们来唱诗476。
Let us sing hymn 476 together. Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们下午的聚会。
Now let us pray together to ask God to guide our service this afternoon.
圣灵要带领我们进入神的道里面。
The Holy Spirit will guide us into the truth.
让我们看到律法中的奇妙。
So that we can see the wonders of the law.
让我们来感受当时在写圣经的人随神给他的感动。
So may we also appreciate and enjoy the inspiration of the writers from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告的时候，求主耶稣圣灵运行充满到我们当中。
So in our prayer, let us pray that the Holy Spirit may move and guide us through the service.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我们来看以赛亚书30:15。
Let us turn first to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚书30:15。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主，以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。
Verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest you shall be saved.And quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
这两句话是以色列的圣者，就是天上的神说的。
These are words spoken by the Holy One of Israel, the Lord God.
这两句话对我们的生活有很实际的意义。
And these phrases have very important impact on our lives.
我们每一个人都有问题，只是大小不同。
Every one of us has problems. It's a matter of whether great or small.
要从我们的问题得救，要归回向神。
But to be saved from our problems, we need to return to God.
因为神是掌管一切，他能够解决我们的问题。
Because God is Lord over all, and He can resolve any problem.
创世纪记载，人类问题的开始是因为他离开了神。
And in Genesis, it records how the beginning, the root of all evil in this world came because man departed from God.
主耶稣把神的国带给我们。
And Jesus brought the kingdom of God back to us.
所以在他里面，我们的问题就可以解决。
So through our Lord Jesus, we can find the solution to our problems.
那第二句话说，得力在乎平静安稳。
The second phrase here says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
如果我们看英文的时候有两个意义哈，第一个得力在乎安静，第二个得力在乎信心confidence 或者 trust 信靠。
And the phrase here says, "Our strength shall be in quietness, and our strength shall be in confidence or in trust."
我们现在这个社会大家活得都很忙。
Everybody lives very busy lives in this world.
我记得有一个日本的弟兄在见证在日本有一个电影片。他的题目叫忙。
And I remember there's a testimony a Japanese brother told about there was a popular Japanese film called Busyness.
50年代日本很多人在街上走，边走边聊天。
In the 1950s, in Japan, many people strolled along the streets and talked as they walked.
60年代日本经济开始发达，走路就没有人聊天了。
And in the 1960s, as people were busier and society was expanding, they did not stop to talk to each other.
那70年代，日本人走路就走很快。
And in the 1970s, they started to walk faster.
到80年代半走半跑。
And in the 1980s, they were half walking, half running.
所以这在代表人类的忙碌。
So this just goes to show how people become busier over time.
但是如果我们看过统计数字，日本的自杀率相当的高。
But if we look at surveys, the suicide rate in Japan is very high.
虽然人很忙。
Even though people are very busy.
但是当人遇到生活困难的时候，没有力量来面对。
But when people encounter difficulties in their lives, they have no strength to face them.
所以想说最后一条路解决就是自杀。
So the only solution that they can find is to end their life.
我们现在也是很忙碌。
Today we too are all very busy.
但是我们也常常发现，我们的内心缺乏一股经得起考验的力量。
But we often find ourselves lacking in the strength to face the challenges that come upon us.
所以只要一点小小的事情发生，有时候我们甚至睡不着觉。
Sometimes if a little problem arises, we toss and turn and can't go to sleep.
稍微公司开始有风声要开始解雇了啊，有时候我们就忧虑得很了。
Sometimes a rumor start that there are going to be layoffs in the company, and then we start to worry.
一个小小的问题，有时候就要吃镇定剂。
And sometimes we need to take medication to calm our anxieties.
所以忙碌是事实，人缺乏力量也是事实。
So busyness is a fact of life, and lack of strength is also a fact of life.
但是这个地方告诉我们。
But in these verses we see.
如果我们信仰生活要有力量，有两个来源。
If we are to find strength in our lives, there are two sources.
第一个，我们要安静。
First, we must find quietness.
第二个，我们对神需要信靠、信托。
And secondly, we have to have confidence in God.
这样就我们就有力量来面对我们生活的困难。
Only in this way can we find the strength to face our challenges and difficulties.
第一个，力量是从安静来的。
So first, we must find strength in quietness.
其实安静也是一种美德。
Actually, quietness is also a good quality to have.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
好，彼得前书。
1 Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节。
First one.
彼得前书第三章第一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
你们做妻子要顺服自己的丈夫，若有不听从道理的丈夫，他虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。这个地方讲配偶如果不愿意信耶稣，你讲他也不听，有一个方法。
So this verse tells us that if our spouse is unwilling to believe in God, there's a way.
就是要用品性把他感化过来。
That is by your conduct, not by words.
这是没有声音的。
And this is done without speech.
这是一种生活的改变所带来的影响力。
And this is the power of a transformed life.
那接下去他在讲这个品德里面有一件非常重要的。
And within the qualities of a person, there's one that is pointed out here.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
不要以外面的变法带金饰穿美衣为装饰，第四节。
Verse 4.
只要以里面长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极其宝贵的。在神面前有一个非常重要的装饰。
So before God, there is a type of adornment which is very precious.
就是长久温柔安静的心。
Which is the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
这个安静是一种装饰。
So a quiet spirit is something that is beautiful in God's eyes.
那既然是一种装饰啊，就会吸引人。
And since it's something that adorns us, it is also very attractive.
但是这是一种内在的装饰，所以会吸引人的心。
So because it is something that is within us, it will attract people's hearts.
那这个外面的装饰会吸引人的眼睛。
The outward appearance or adornments will attract people's eyes.
所以有一个弟兄结婚。
So there's a brother who just got married.
他告诉他的妈妈。
He told his mother.
说有很多的姐妹吸引我的眼睛。
He said there are many sisters who are attractive to my eyes.
但是只有这个姐妹吸引我的心。
But there was only this one sister who attracted my heart.
我想这个姐妹应该有一些属灵的特质。
So I believe that his wife must have had some beautiful spiritual qualities.
对，吸引这个弟兄。
So they attracted this brother.
所以安静是一种美德，
so,
也是一种力量。
A quiet spirit is a beautiful adornment and is also a wonderful spiritual quality.
我们来看圣经怎么在描写主耶稣。
Let us see how the Bible describes our Lord Jesus.
请看马太福音十二章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
十九节
，verse 19，
十二章十九节
，Matthew chapter 12 verse 19。
他不增敬，也不喧嚷，街上也没有人听见他的声音。
Matthew 12 verse 19。He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
哦，这里在讲主耶稣是一个很安静的人。
Here we see that our Lord Jesus was a very quiet person.
所谓安静啊，不是说不讲话。
It doesn't mean that he never spoke.
其实主耶稣走到哪里，他都在传讲神的国。
Of course, wherever he went, he was preaching the kingdom of God.
所谓安静，就是说他跟人不争竞。
But being quiet meant that he did not argue with others.
不论人讲怎样哦，他不会动怒，不会有一种血气的反应，因为他心很安静。
No matter how people attacked him, he didn't respond in anger or try to attack back.
哦，第二个，他不会喧嚷。
And he did not cry out.
哦，这个喧嚷是什么？喧嚷常常是内心的一种浮躁的表现。
And crying out is a sign of an inner turbulence.
哦，所以人才会喧嚷。
So that is why people cry out.
所以主耶稣不争竞，也不喧嚷。
So Jesus did not quarrel nor cry out.
那街上也没有人听见他的声音。
And nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
哦，所以主耶稣是一个很有力量的人。
So our Lord Jesus was a man of great strength.
因为他是一个安静的人。
Because he was a quiet man.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第二节
Verse 2.
清早回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里，他就坐下来教训他们。第三节
Verse 3.
文士法利人带着一个行淫的时候被拿来的妇人，叫他站在当中。第四节
4.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这个妇人正行淫的时候被拿。第五节
5.
摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的人用石头打死，你说该怎么样呢？这里一个行淫的妇人被正在行淫被抓来，带到主耶稣面前。
So in this instance, there was a woman who was caught in the midst of adultery and brought before Jesus.
我们看，他就问：那这个人照摩西的律法用石头打死，你说该怎么办呢
？So the scribes and Pharisees presented her to Jesus and asked, "Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What do you say?"
我们看，耶稣有没有跟他们争竞
？Let's see if Jesus argued with them.
主耶稣有没有大声跟他们喧嚷
？Did he loudly debate with them over the right and wrong？
没有。
No。
耶稣很安静。
He was very quiet。
所以下面说，他弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
His response was he stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger。
那大家等不及呀、啊，所以就不住地问他。
And they were waiting for his answer, and they continued asking him。
哦。所以主耶稣在这么多人这样一直在问他的问题呀、啊。哦，如果他心中没有安静，他就起来翻摩西的律法，跟他们辩驳，大声的指责。
So, if Jesus was not a quiet person, he would have picked up the scriptures immediately to point out all the pieces of Moses' law and debated with them.
但是因为主耶稣很安静，所以他就可以面对这个场合。
But because he was had a quiet spirit, he was able to face so many attackers in this way.
所以因为他很安静，他头脑很清楚，他一句话就解决了问题。
So, because he was quiet, his mind was very clear, and he resolved the issue with one sentence.
我们看下面第七节下面一句。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 7.
你们中间谁没有罪的，谁就可以拿石头打他。
He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
第八节。
Verse 8.
又弯着腰，用指头在地上画字，他又不讲话了。
And then he stooped again and wrote on the ground.
那结果后面人一个一个走开了。
So all the people started to depart.
所以一个这么困难的场合里面，他一句话就解决了。
So in such a tense moment, we can see he resolved the issue with one statement.
安静是一种力量。
So quietness is a source of strength.
那主耶稣这个安静从哪里来
？Where did he find this quietness from?
第一节。
Verse one.
第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。
And everyone went to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
那第二节说，清早他又回到殿里去。
And in verse 2, early in the morning, he came again into the temple.
清早回到殿里就是在那里教训人，服侍神，做圣工。
So early in the morning, he went there to the temple to teach the people to serve God.
但是主耶稣那个安静是在第一节。
But the quietness that he derives his strength from is in verse 1.
大家回家去，耶稣就往橄榄山去。
Even though everyone else went to their houses, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
橄榄山是一个很安静的地方。
The Mount of Olives was a quiet place.
这个外在的安静使他能够真正的亲近神。
And the quietness of his surroundings allowed him to seek God.
那当一个人跟神真的很密切契合的时候，就会产生一种内在的安静。
And when a person truly has intimate communion with God, then he can derive this quiet strength.
然后在面对群众的时候，他就不会争竞，不会喧嚷。
And so in the midst of the crowd, he will not become upset or become loud.
那今天我们的橄榄山在哪里？
So where is the Mount of Olives for us?
我想每一天的生活，我们在家里应该有一段安静的时间。
I think that each of us should set aside some time of quietness in our lives.
所谓安静的时间就是娱乐也没有，刺激都没有。
So quietness means there's no stimulation or leisure.
那你可以很安静来默想神，很安静来读圣经，那很安静来这样用心跟神交通。
And in this really quiet time, we can spend time pondering the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and having a close contact and communication with God.
那当我们跟神这样很亲密在交通的时候，祷告完你就在心里很安静。
And so after a period of prayer, one-on-one with God, you will find this quietness in your heart.
虽然有一些问题你还没有解决，有一些困难还没有解决，但是你不会惧怕，你也不会忧虑。
Even though there may be still the problems that are waiting for you, you will not be afraid or worried.
那这个就是一种力量。
And that is strength.
让我们来面对我们生活的困难。
To allow us to face the problems we have.
所以在家庭生活应该有安静的时间。
So even in our family life, we need to have some time of quiet.
那第二个，我们一个很重要安静的时间就是安息日。
A second period that we need to observe of quietness is the Sabbath day.
这个橄榄山就是也可以指着属灵的高处。
And the Mount of Olives also refers to a spiritual high place.
所以我们来到教会就是要有一个安静的环境，让我们心安静下来来亲近神，产生一种内心的安静。
And we come to church to be able to set aside everything else in the world to draw close to God and to derive strength from
it. 我常常有这个体验如果要来教会灵会急急忙忙赶到就上台灵会，一点感动都没有。
I often have this experience that if I'm in a rush and barely make it into service, when I come up to the pulpit, I don't have any inspiration.
有时候你要心中安静默祷。
But you have to quiet your heart and pray in silence.
你要有神感动，你讲道才有力量。
And only with God's movement in you will you be able to speak with power.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工你当教员或当翻译的、当领事的，这个都要从神得到力量。
So no matter what kind of work you do in church, whether it's leading hymns or interpreting or playing piano, all of this has to come with inspiration from God.
那个力量从哪里来？
And the strength that has to come.
就是我们要早一点到教会里面祷告，心中安静，神感动我们，圣灵充满我，那个就是你的力量。
It has to come through the time that we spend beforehand to quiet ourselves, spend time in prayer, and prepare our hearts to serve God.
我记得有一个姐妹，她是学声乐的。
I remember there's a sister who majored in music.
在欧洲。
And she studied in Europe.
她在唱opera 那个什么歌剧现在相当出名
And she's a professional opera singer in Germany.
她提到她第一次到教会里面来慕道。
And she mentioned how she first came to seek the truth in our church.
那个时候教会他们欧洲有个欧陆灵修会。
And at that time, they had a Europe spiritual theological seminar.
差不多每年Christmas 那个礼拜去开。
And
七天
it would be a full week, 7 days here over the Christmas holiday.
那他们都租一个营地，所有的人都住在里面。
And they would rent a place where everybody would stay together during that week.
他是一个学艺术的人，所以在蹦蹦跳跳，这样个性很活泼。
And because she's interested and majored in art, so she has a very lively personality.
他第一个接触那个群体，他发现，这一群人不一样。
And when she first came to the church, she realized this group of people is different.
就感觉到很非常安静。
And she found a quietness she had never experienced before.
那个时候她也不了解为什么。
And at first she didn't understand why.
只觉得说不一样。
She just realized that it was different.
那后来她继续来查考道理。
So she continued to study the truth.
那有一次祷告她看到异象。
And one time during a prayer, she saw a vision.
主耶稣被钉在十字架。
She saw a vision of our Lord Jesus crucified on the cross.
她非常感动痛苦。
And she was extremely deeply moved and cried bitterly.
后来她受洗了。
And ultimately she was baptized.
那为什么她会感觉到这一群人非常安静？
So why did she find that this group of people was so quiet?
神所同在的地方都是安静的。
Where God is usually a place of quiet.
不争竞也不喧嚷。
It is not quarrelsome nor loud.
争竞跟喧嚷的地方是世俗的地方。
A quarrelsome or a loud place, a place with a lot of noise is of the world.
在神的面前大家肃然起敬。
Before God, everyone has to be in awe.
所以大家就变成很安静。
And therefore, we quiet ourselves.
还有神的同在，我们心里面呢，没有害怕，没有忧虑。
Also, before the presence of God, we do not experience fear or worry.
那这个心就安静下来。
And then we find an inner calm.
所以非常重要，我们教会需要培养一个安静的环境。
So our church should cultivate an environment of quietness.
我记得有一段时间常常到别加州一个教会去领会。
I remember I would often go to a church in the Northern California area for leading service.
让我印象很深，总是有一个妈妈带着两个儿子坐在最后一排。
And I remember very clearly there is a mother who brought her two sons to service every time.
哇，唱诗，两个小孩子跟大家一起唱，有时候都慢了半拍。
And the two children would always sing the hymns, even though they sang sometimes off key.
但是聚会时间，我就发现两个小孩子坐得很安静。
But during the service, they were sitting there quietly through the whole time.
我就发现说，小孩子可以训练的。
So then I realized that children can be taught.
所以这个两个小孩子，这个母亲，我想去那里领会过的人，大家印象都很深。
So I think that many people who have led the service there have this impression.
我还记得80年代。
I remember in the 1980s.
在南加州有一个教会。
There's a church in Southern California.
有一个母亲带三个孩子到教会来聚会。
There's a mother who would bring her three children to church services.
因为那个时候教会一直在讨论到底我们早上聚会小孩子要一起参加呢，还是要分开？
Because we would have these discussions about whether the children should attend the services or have a separate class.
主张要分开就是说小孩子没有办法坐下来。
And the people who said that there should be a separate class, their children could not sit still.
但是这个母亲带三个孩子就是从头到晚坐到结束。
But this one mother was able to keep her children there quietly through the service from beginning to end.
我问这个妈妈，到底你的孩子怎么有办法这样？
So I asked the mother, how do you let your children sit quietly?
一句话，这教出来的。
And she said, they were taught this way.
所以我们要维持整个安静的环境，让我们能够很心灵这样去亲近神，内心产生一种安静的力量。这个需要不断的自我的这个操练。
So in order to maintain this environment and this this place of quietness, both outside and inside ourselves, it has to be cultivated.
那如果我们这个环境很安静，我们在这里真的有亲近到神，你回家的路途，你发现你心中很平安。
So if in this place of quietness you truly find God in the time of our services, then you will find that throughout the day you will have this peace within.
你会觉得很喜乐。
You will find joy.
你会觉得安息日是很享受的一天。
You will realize that Sabbath day is truly a day to enjoy.
所以安静能够让我们头脑来想，安静能够让我们来亲近神，安静能够让神住在我们里面。
So quietness allows us to think clearly, to experience God, and for God to enter into us.
那就是力量的泉源。
And that is the source of strength.
所以安静是很可贵的。
So quietness is truly very precious.
那有时候我们为什么在教会没有安静呢？
Now, why is it that sometimes we can't find quietness in the church?
因为圣工作太多。
Sometimes we may do too much work in the church.
我们看路加福音第十章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
四十节
Verse 40.
马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人事后，你不在意吗？请你吩咐她来帮助我。四十一节
41.
耶稣回答说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。四十二节
42.
但那不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分， 是不能够夺去的。这里讲啊，主耶稣到一个村庄。
Here, we see a story of how Jesus went to a village.
约翰福音说，这是主所爱的家庭。
And, the Gospel of John describes this family as one that Jesus loved.
原来这个家庭啊，是有特色的。
And this family was very special.
第一个就是这个姐姐啊，很热心接待主耶稣。
And first, the older sister, was very hospitable.
那第二个是这个妹妹非常渴慕神。
And the second sister, was, truly, desiring to learn from Jesus.
所以难怪主耶稣特别爱这个家庭。
So we can see that Jesus loved this family very
much. 恩典特别大。
And they had great blessings.
所以弟弟死了，拉撒路死了，主耶稣去了，就把他叫他复活。
So that is why when the brother Lazarus died, Jesus went himself to raise him from the dead.
那这个马大跟玛利亚的故事，我们大家都很熟悉。
We are familiar with the story about Martha and Mary.
但这里所要强调是玛利亚选择上好的福分。
But, Jesus' conclusion here is that Mary has chosen that good part.
那不等于马大的服事没有价值。
It doesn't mean that Martha's service is not worth something.
我也听过教会有的姐妹要安排她煮饭，她什么都不煮，为什么？我安息日来就是要做玛利亚。
And, I know that there are some sisters who refuse to help to prepare the lunch because they say, I want to be Mary.
啊，当然，如果每个人都做玛利亚也可以，每天安息日禁止祷告，大家一定灵里大得力量。
Of course, if everybody wants to have this kind of heart, then everybody would fast and pray throughout the whole Sabbath.
因为没有人要煮，就是没有饭吃嘛。
Because if nobody wants to cook, then, there's no choice.
但这个只是一种我们圣工需要一种轮流了。
But our holy work, should go through, everybody taking turns.
如果我们做圣工做到我们会埋怨。
If we find ourselves working to the point of complaining.
这个就代表我们心里没有安静。
That just represents how we have lost this quietness in our heart.
那这个做到会忙乱也可能是怎么烧尽了 ,burn out.
And sometimes, we can be so busy that we start to burn out.
你在公司里面这么忙精疲力竭来到教会又这么忙忙到最后你真的受不了了。
And you're already busy enough with your work and then come to church and then you're busy again, so you can't take this much.
那这样的心里没有安静下来我们就会讲很多虽然做很多圣工但讲很多对人没有造就的话。
So then we might find ourselves starting to complain or say things that really aren't that edifying.
那这样到这个情况来要怎么办
?So what do we do in this situation?
就要选择上好的福分。
So then we have to turn towards choosing the good part.
需要安静下来亲近神。
We have to take time to quiet ourselves and draw close to God.
那当我们重新得力了我们要再重新加入圣工的行列。
And once we have found the strength, then we can regain the power to do the holy work again.
所以有时候我们不是圣何西教会的，有些教会的负责人啊，他不听道理嘞。聚会就是来来去去，外面走来走去。
In some churches, you'll see that the church council members aren't really in the services because they're running around taking care of different things.
那这样服事到最后都会发生问题。
And you find that people who serve in this way will ultimately end up with problems.
所以我们人要在神面前啊，常常来选择上好的福分，神在感动我们，我们有安静的心，我们这个服事就非常的美。
So we have to remind ourselves that in our service, we have to still take that good part first, and then our service will be beautiful.
所以圣经里面的后来玛利亚献上最宝贵的香膏，这个是马大没有做的。
So in the end, we see how Mary was the one who anointed Jesus with that beautiful perfume, and that's something that Martha never did.
所以主耶稣的安静今天告诉我们，我们在安息日需要一个安静的环境，让我们来亲近神，来重新得力。
So from Jesus' example, we can see how important it is to find a quiet heart during the Sabbath, so that we can draw close to God and find strength.
我们先来看回来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn now back to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
十五节下半句。
Verse 15, the second part.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
And quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
但是你们静止不肯。
But you would not.
就是当这个以色列百姓遇到亚述要来攻他们。
This occurred when the Israelites were about to be attacked by Assyria.
先知提醒他们你们最重要是安静下来。
And in this dangerous time, the prophet reminded them, you have to be quiet.
因为安静下来你才可以想为什么我是神的选民今天会亚述来攻我们。
And then you can start to think about why is it that we as the chosen people of God are being attacked by the Assyrians.
所以他一直要去寻找解决的答案。
The Israelites were focused on trying to find a solution.
但是没有安静的心，我们就没有去思想问题的来源在哪里。
But without this quiet spirit, they were unable to find the source of the problem.
真的有时候我们也是这样啊。
We have the same problem.
我们遇到问题一直想要解决的答案。
Usually when we come across a difficulty, we try to find a solution.
哎，找不到。
But we can't find a solution.
那有一天我们安静下来。
But then when we quiet ourselves.
我们就看到问题的根源在哪里。
We can see more clearly the source of the problem.
那你就有办法来解决这个问题、啊。
And once you find that source of the problem, then you can find the true resolution.
那对他们来讲，问题的根源就是因为他离开神啊。
And so the prophet wanted to teach them that it was because they had departed from God.
所以神才允许亚述来攻他们，在受苦当中他们醒过来、啊。
And that is why God allowed the Assyrians to attack them so that through their suffering they may wake up.
那没有安静，他就没有办法想出来、啊。
But without the period of quietness, they wouldn't have known.
所以有时候我们常常听人讲啊，开车我上班要开车一个钟头，浪费时间。
So a lot of people have a long commute and they find it a waste of time.
但是我也听过信徒说，感谢主，我上班开车这么久，那个就是我思想的时刻。
But I've also heard some believers say, "Thank God I have a long commute because this is a time of quietness I can think about God."
那因为我常常能够很安静去自我反省、自我思想。所以我常常发现呢、啊，我一直在进步。
And so during that time, because I'm thinking about my faith and about my spirituality, I'm improving my spirit.
这真的是安静是让人得到力量的一个很重要的一个时刻。
So this quiet time is truly important for our faith.
那第二个，我们得力量在乎confidence， 也就是信心或者信靠 trust。
And our strength, secondly, must come from confidence or trust.
这个 RSV 翻译本叫做 trust, 信靠。
In some versions, it says trust.
为什么这是我们力量的泉源？
How is that our strength?
我们现在把我们人来看，现在的人常常会告诉人我有什么。
If we look at the people around us, we'll often hear, this is what I have.
讲很多外在的东西。
And they describe a lot of different possessions or things, material things.
但是有时候我们心里这样一直挖下去，你心里的最深处到底你连到哪里？
But if you dig deep into a person's heart, what will you find?
我们常常发现我们心里的最深处常常是连在世界里面。
We may find that our hearts are actually connected to the world.
为什么我们没有力量？
So why is it that we say we have no strength?
因为我们心里的最深处不是跟神连在一起。
Because our hearts are not connected to God.
那这个信靠跟信托就是要让我们心里的最深处跟神连在一起，那你就有力量。
So this confidence or trust allows our hearts to be once again connected to God, who is the source of our strength.
我们看耶利米书十七章。
Let us now look at Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
十七章第七节。
Jeremiah 17 verse 7.
倚靠神，以神为可靠，那个人有福了。第八节。
And verse 8.
他必像树栽于水旁，河边扎根，炎热来到，并不惧怕，叶子必仍青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果子不止。
Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord.For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
这是在告诉我们，依靠神的人啊，到底他像什么？
So who is the man who trusts in the Lord?
他像树栽在水旁。
He is like a tree planted by the waters.
在河边扎根。
And the tree planted by the waters will take root.
我所去过非洲的国家里面最穷大概是 Zambia.
And of the places in Africa I've been to, the poorest probably is Zambia.
1996年我去了下飞机。
I went there in 1996 and when I got off the plane.
从飞机场坐车一直坐到市区。
I took a taxi into the city.
所有的小树都死光了，因为两年没有下雨。
And all of the trees along the road were all dried up and dead because there was no rain for 2 years.
只有大树的中间啊，有几片这个绿的树叶。
And only the largest trees had a few green leaves left.
那我就想到这一节。
And so I thought of this verse.
因为这个树大，根扎得深。
Because it's only a large tree that has the deep roots.
那根扎得深，深处就有水了。
And only in the deep places was there water left.
那今天我们每个人都像小树。
So today each of us are like the small trees.
那怎么办？
So what should we do?
我们要扎在溪水旁。
We have to plant our roots deep into the water.
就是对神有信靠、信托。
That is to have full trust and confidence in God.
那这个神的能力、神的同在，我们可以体验得到。
And only then can we have the strength and the power from God.
对，炎热来到，炎热就是一种考验啊，外在环境的改变啊，你就不会怕。
So even in times of challenges or external circumstances, we will not be afraid.
那叶子还要青翠。
And even then, our leaves will be green.
我们现在来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
我们请来看出埃及记。
Exodus.
出埃及记的第四章。
Exodus chapter 4.
十四章，出埃及记十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
十四章的十四节。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 14.
神必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.
在这段圣经里面，以色列人遇到一个很大的考验。
In this section of the scriptures, the Israelites were facing a very great problem.
就是他们出埃及以后，来到了红海旁边。
After they had left Egypt, they came to the banks of the Red Sea.
那这个法老王虽然当初允许他们离开，现在心里又不甘愿，就带兵要来把他们杀掉。
Even though Pharaoh had initially allowed them to depart from Egypt, but he changed his mind and he put out his army to chase after the Israelites.
那以色列百姓要进，前面是红海；要退，后面是埃及的追兵。
So the Israelites, if they went forward, would run into the Red Sea. If they turned back, they would run into the Egyptian army.
非常的害怕。
So they were extremely afraid.
一两百万人啊，哇，大家哀哭啊。
So there were one or two million people, all of them cried out.
今天这就是我们的坟墓啊。
He said, today we are seeing our graves.
我们在埃及虽然做奴隶，还不至于死得这个惨，这么惨。
And they said that even though we were slaves in Egypt, yet we wouldn't have died such a terrible death.
十四节摩西讲了一句话。
But Moses here said something.
你们要静默不作声。
In verse 14, you shall hold your peace.
你要安静啊，不要出声音啊。
He told them to be quiet.
那为什么摩西能够面对这个困难啊？他没有埋怨，他也没有哀求，他也没有埋怨，也没有宣扬。
And why is it that Moses, as the leader of the people, did not cry out or did not make a fuss?
他叫大家要静默。
But rather told everybody to hold their peace.
这是何等难得的啊一个经验。
We can see how unique this situation was.
大家不晓得怎么办，纷张的时候。
And when everybody was in a panic and chaos.
忽然有一个人说，大家安静，没有事情。
Suddenly, someone says, nothing will happen, just hold your peace.
这个人能够这么有力量呢？
How is it that he could have so much strength?
所以这个力量不是指着肌肉有多大，那种力量。
So this strength didn't come from brute force alone.
力量是指着你面对压力困难的时候，你能不能去面对它，没有被它压垮。
And true strength is when you're facing the most intense pressure, but you don't break.
那摩西的力量从哪里来？
Where is Moses' strength from?
十四节。
Verse 14.
神必为你们征战。
The Lord will fight for you.
哇，这个是太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
神。
God himself.
在前面的圣经里面
And the scriptures before,
摩西体会到因为神同在
Moses himself had experienced God's presence
降下十个灾殃
And through the ten plagues
很刚硬的法老心就转下来
He saw how the hard-hearted Pharaoh changed his mind
他真的看到神的能力非常大
So he could see himself the power of God was almighty
而且神应许他
And God also promised him,
我要跟你同在。
I will be with you.
什么证据？
And just this one statement.
就是证据就是你手上这一根杖。
And the guarantee was the staff in his hand.
你杖放下去。
If you throw down the staff,
它可以变蛇。
It will turn into a snake.
法老的术士杖放下去也可以变蛇。
But the sorcerers of Pharaoh also turned their staffs into snakes.
你的杖可以把那杖吞吃起来。
But your staff will swallow up the snakes of the other sorcerers.
亲眼看到。
So Moses saw this.
然后这个杖拿起来又是杖。
And when he picked up the snake, it turned into a staff again.
神说我要跟你同在，这个杖就是证明。
And God said, I will be with you, and your staff is the guarantee.
所以他对神有体验。
So Moses has experienced God himself.
而且神给他有一个应许。
And God gave him a promise.
这就是他对神信靠的来源。
And this was the source of his trust in God.
因为他过去有这一段体验。
Because he had experienced God himself.
所以现在面对这个问题，他就有力量。
So now, even facing such a great challenge.
所以信仰需要体验。
He has the strength to face it.
我们体验越多，你对前面的变化、生活的改变，你越不会怕。
So once we build up this experience in our faith, we will not be afraid to face our challenges.
为什么？
Why?
神一定为我们征战。
Because the Lord will fight for us.
如果主耶稣用他的宝血把我们买出来。
If Jesus himself has shed his blood for us.
如果他为我们牺牲了他的生命。
If Jesus has sacrificed his own life for us.
有哪一样好处他不愿意给我们？
Is there any good thing that he will refuse to give us?
当我们对主的爱跟主的全能有信心。
If we have true trust and confidence in God's love and his strength.
把我们的困难信托信靠给他。
And turn over all of our problems to him.
我们就看到神在带领我们。
Then we will see God's guidance in our lives.
神会为我们征战。
And God himself will fight for us.
这就是我们的力量。
And that is the source of our strength.
我们再来看生命记第一章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记的第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
第一章三十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
我就对你们说，不要惊恐，也不要惧怕。那以色列百姓有十二个探子去探迦南。
The 12 spies went into the land of Canaan.
回来十个就报坏的消息，哇，那个困难太大，那人太强了。
And of the 12 spies, 10 of them said, oh, the land is too terrible, we can't enter it because the armies there are great.
大家就没有那个力量来面对这个困难去攻占迦南地。
And they did not have the faith to go into Canaan to take over the land.
但是迦勒约书亚就不一样。
But Caleb and Joshua were different.
三十节。
Verse 30.
神必为你们征战。
Do not be terrified or afraid, the Lord your God will fight for you.
三十一节。
31.
中间啊。你们的神要抚养你们。
The Lord your God carried you.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
神要带领你们的路。
And God will show the way you should go.
所以为什么这两个探子有力量来面对他们所描述那一些困难呢？
So why is it that these two spies were had the strength to face the challenges that they saw?
就是对神有信靠信托。
Because they had absolute trust in God.
知道神要为我们征战。
They completely relied on God that he would fight for them.
神会抚养我们。
That he would show them the way.
神会带领我们。
And he would guide them.
所以这就是他们的力量。
So that was their strength.
所以不是我们有力量。
So it's not that we have strength.
力量的泉源在乎神。
The source of strength comes from God.
但是那个力量借着我们对他的信靠信托就临到我们。
But we have to derive the strength from the trust that we place in him.
使我们能够面对很多日常生活的困难。
So that through this strength we can face the many challenges that we face in our daily lives.
所以得力在乎平静安稳。
So in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
来唱诗185首。
Let us sing hymn 185.
低头来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息。
Now we'll have a break.